Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Five signs that you'll earn more throughout your career. Now, I'm 45 and 24 years into my career. If you had said at the beginning of my career that I'd be where I am today, charging what I'm charging, turning over what we're turning over, I'd have probably said to you, nah, not true. But if I now look at what I've done, what action I've taken, it's actually no surprise that I'm here. So I wanted to share five signs with you. I see this with coaches that are extremely successful, built great reputations, making a great deal of money, living a great life, and everybody has these things in common. So if I point them out to you, you'll be able to go through each one, and I want you to put in the comments below, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, depending on which one you feel is most relevant to you. The first sign that you're going to make more money as your career progresses is that you are building a better portfolio results year on year. I can go right back to when I was 24 and the first result that I got, photo wasn't particularly that good. In all fairness, the quality of the result that I achieved with my client wasn't very good relative to what I achieved later on in my career. But it was where I started, and I'm so proud of that first picture. I speak to coaches 5, 6, 7 years into their career, 10 years into their career, and I say, what's your portfolio results? And they show me, and I'm going, they haven't really improved. As human beings, we crave progress. What comes with progress is increased confidence. What comes with increased confidence is increased self-worth. What comes with all of those things comes working with better clients. And if you don't feed self-confidence with progress, you end up with stagnation. And that's why when I look at coaches' results and I go, wow, you've allowed yourself to stagnate. So the first sign that someone's actually going to increase their revenue over time is the fact that their results are improving. What has happened to me when my results have improved? People have seen them. How I presented them, the quality of the camera, the quality of the alignment of each picture. People see that and go, yeah, it's not going to be cheap to get that. And I'm packaging up, it's 3, 6 months worth of work, and people are attracted to that. And then they're telling their friends, and then their friends are coming to see me, and there's a value on it, and I'm charging more for it over time. If your results don't change over time, if your results don't improve, you can say goodbye to seeing an increase in your revenue over time. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings, and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. Now, the second thing is hiring mentors. Now, I'm a mentor. I'm a business coach. I'm somebody that's a lot further ahead than most of you watching this video, but I've also invested tens and tens of thousands on mentors. Why? Well, I guarantee that by having one conversation with you, I can see exactly what your next steps need to be. Why? Because I've walked that path. Why? Because I've had mentors ahead of me, and I still have mentors ahead of me in different aspects of my life and in different aspects of my business. I've not just had mentors for money and business. I've had mentors for coaching. Coaches that have taken me through bodybuilding shows and photo shoot preps. I've hired mentors, and essentially a mentor is just somebody that's further ahead, that's done the thing that you want to do, that's walked that path, that knows what obstacles you're going to run into. But every time I speak to successful people, what have they done? People that are making more money, they've hired mentors. So number one was an improving portfolio of results. Number two was hiring mentors. Number three, a sign that somebody's going to make more money, especially in the fitness industry, is that you study marketing. It pains me when I speak to coaches 10 years into their career and they're still trying to figure it out on their own. Whether it's personal training or online coaching or owning gyms, I listen to them and I say, how's things going? Oh, yeah, we're just struggling to get leads. We're struggling to get clients. And I say, that word struggle to me needs to be replaced with, I've just not gone to find out what I need to do. We don't struggle at anything that we go and find the information about. So when I speak to coaches that want more leads, more clients, and make more money, they have become better marketers. And, you know, I look at point number two, hiring mentors. Whether you're doing courses or hiring mentors, I would class myself as a pretty good marketer. I know how to get attention. I know how to build relationships. I know how to turn relationships into customers. And then I know how to keep customers. I've spent tens of thousands again on courses and mentors and masterminds to go into the environment that has the knowledge that I need to get ahead. What's happened as a byproduct of learning marketing? I've got in front of more people. I've been able to get more clients, been able to make more money. Improving your client results, number one, over time. Hiring mentors, number two. Studying marketing, number three. Up till now, which one resonates with you the most? And which one are you going to put some work into? Number four, a sign that you'll learn more over time is being very good at delegating. Now, over the years, this was something in the early days I didn't do. And I tried to do everything myself. I didn't really get the concept of it. I was hearing it all the time. But then the penny dropped. There's a certain amount of things that I'm deeply inspired to do. I love creating content and teaching. I love working with my team and building the business. But then there are other things, other less valuable tasks to me that take me away from doing the things that I love to do. And people that make more money over time, they take those weaknesses or things that take up a lot of their time away from the things that they're the best at, and they delegate it. And what happens when you delegate it? You're able then to focus on the things that you're best at that generate the most amount of profit into the business while somebody else is doing those other tasks. Now, a surefire way to not earn any more money is by screwing up all of your time by you doing absolutely everything. So you're going to want to grow, you want to try and push forward, but guess what happens? If it's going to take away from your time, then you pull back on the marketing, you pull back on everything that's going to help the business grow, and your revenue stands still. Clear sign that somebody is going to make more money is when they start earning more money, they delegate that lower value task to somebody else. And then when they get busier with other stuff, they delegate something else. Companies are formed by taking tasks, creating a job role, and delegating it across or down. One, better results. Two, hiring mentors. Three, studying marketing. Four, delegating work. And number five, this was one that took me a little bit of time in the early days of my career to really grasp. The things we value the least are the things we study the least, the things that we pay the least attention to. And one of my biggest voids when I was growing up was lack of acknowledgement, lack of significance. And that significance came from me with feeling very lacking in intelligence. So I filled every week, month, day with studying coaching to the point where, point number five, I didn't learn a lot about money. I clearly valued myself because I would be putting up my prices. But then I started to study money, behavior around money, being okay to earn a lot of money. See, a lot of coaches that don't earn much have a very poor relationship with money. They think they're screwing their clients over if they put their prices up. They think that they're separating themselves from other coaches if they do very well and they're earning a lot more money. And therefore, you have a poor relationship with money. If you increase your deserving of money, you will receive more money, you'll put your prices up. Then started to understand more from reading about investing and making sure that you were smart with your money and not just wasting it on things that just depreciate, and you were saving money and doing things with your money to think about the future. As I started to learn more about money, I started to value it more. I started to waste it less. People that value money the least throw it away the most. People that value money the highest will put it into something that will accumulate over time as opposed to depreciating it, unless there is a percentage of your money that is for luxury. Now, most of you, as you're developing your careers, actually need to be doing more with your money and will have less luxury money. But a lot of coaches spend more money on luxury things and have less money to actually save and do things with for investments, etc. So when you start to understand money, you start to understand how you can get money to do things for you. You can start understanding how you can get more money to be able to put into the business to delegate to other people. You start using your money to invest into skills to be able to get you ahead faster. And that's how I spot somebody that's going to make more money over time, rather than somebody who has zero value over money and just throws it down the bin with depreciables, things like cars, watches, etc., when you don't have the money to be able to treat and reward yourself. So there are five key areas here that if you study money, if you delegate, if you study marketing, if you hire mentors, and if you improve your results over time, there are clear signs that you will achieve and make more money throughout your career. As always, if you found today of value, if you found it helpful, please make sure you click like and subscribe. Please make sure you go to the comment section on YouTube and click on the links. We'll be able to help you, show you exactly a roadmap how we can help you take your business to the next level. And if you are listening to this on iTunes, please make sure you share us on Instagram or any of your other platforms to help more fitness professionals find out who we are and help you build a more fulfilling and successful career. For now, take care.